our family extends a very warm welcome to all of you who have come to celebrate the life of our Father with us today. We especially want to welcome the awesome Hall brothers, Uncle Eugene and Uncle Donald, Uncle Wendell and Uncle Delbert. Our dad was the eldest of this family of five boys. He was born in Ogden, Utah, to a humble but determined parents, Florence Almina Tracy and Howard Hall. Although his parents themselves lacked educational opportunities, they sought out religious and secular enrichment for their five sons. His mother, Florence, took them on frequent trips to the Free Carnegie Library in Ogden. This was a favorite outing for my father. He loved science books, and Thomas Edison became his hero. His father, Howard Hall, was a convert to the church and left his five sons and large posterity a legacy of fiery conviction of the truthfulness of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1927, Florence and Howard moved their family to Marriott, Utah, to a small farm. My dad talked fondly of this time in Marriott, where there were lots of old pieces of odd objects to make radios and electrical circuits and etc. Hard economic times forced the family from their small farm back to Ogden, where he finished his growing up years. He loved singing in the church choirs and ward hopping with friends to check out the girls in the neighboring congregations. He taught himself to play the piano and became part of a jazz band called the Hi-Hatters that played at local dances. During this time, my mother, Ida Rose, became acquainted with him. She was in a neighboring ward. She said of him in her journal, "I was quite impressed with Tracy. He was a serious student and was more mature than anyone I had dated up to that time. He was ambitious. He knew what he wanted to do in his life, and his high moral character was evident from the beginning." My mom and dad started dating, and one day as he was walking her home during the summer of 1940, he said to her out loud, just out of the blue, that he wasn't going to see her so often anymore. 2 days later, he was at her door, and after that, my mother says they didn't even try to stay away from each other. They were in love, and they knew it. They married September 27th, 1941, in the Salt Lake Temple. I can't count the times my parents spoke of the wonderful first years of marriage they had at Stadium Village with the other poor student couples while my dad was attending graduate school at the University of Utah. Financially, it was very stressful. At one point, my dad worked three jobs to help keep the family afloat. He often thought of quitting, but Henry Irene's steady encouragement helped him forge on and finish his degree. After graduation, my dad sent a postcard to GE telling them he wanted to work for them. They actually hired him. It was there that he began his distinguished career in high-pressure research that started with a diamond synthesis in December of 1954. I was 1 year old at that time, and although this event had a great impact on our lives, I actually heard more talk about the nice neighbors and the wonderful fellow saints in the small Schenectady branch than I did about his scientific achievements at GE. President Ernest Wilkinson invited my dad in about 1955 to come visit BYU, and afterwards extended an invitation to be director of research. Mom and Dad decided to come back home to the West. Dad had 30 wonderful years at BYU. He, along with Bill Pope and Dwayne Horton, started Mega Diamond, which would become the first of several industrial diamond companies in the Utah Valley. Even though over the years he has received many scientific awards, he has 19 patents in his name, traveled the world, taught many students. The best part about coming to Provo for my mother and father was their association with the fine people of the Pleasant View First Ward family. This ward has always had such an outpouring of love for our family. Since last week, you dear friends have been streaming to Nancy's porch or Dad's door with comfort and delicious food. One of the grandchildren commented yesterday that they decided they wanted to move to this ward for the delicious meals that get brought. He dearly loved the friends of the Pleasant View First Ward. Although at the end of his life, Alzheimer's dimmed his bright mind, his love still shone through on many occasions. Nancy and the wonderful caregivers he has had over the years can witness to the many sweet moments they have had with my dad during this time. He was particularly happy when the great-grandchildren would come visit him. I'll always remember a sweet moment at great-grandson Ian's baptism, where he reached out his arms and lovingly picked up Alex and Tia's small son. He gave little Christian a huge hug. He had a big smile on his face. This was the true legacy of his life, his love and devotion to his family. For this, we express our deep love and gratitude. Dear Daddy, God bless you and be with you till we meet again, where we will once again feel your warm embrace. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.